Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America. Along with Jerry in San Francisco, I'm Fred in Los Angeles. Later, the madman Mark Mancini. And still later, Dennis Tobler, a producer of a brand new movie. And since we talk wagering all the time on Sports Overnight America, it makes some sense. Now place your bets. I saw the trailer. It's pretty fantastic. Pete Rose involved. Everybody's involved. Got great notice in Las Vegas. And Dennis will be with us later tonight right here on Sports Overnight America. But first, Jerry, did you hear that our so-called president called the Dodgers and asked if Jackie Robinson would play golf with him along with Frederick Douglass?
That's a good. I like that. That was good. What, Canada Lee wasn't available? I like that. That was good.
Yeah, I wrote it on Facebook, and what I wrote was most of Trump supporters won't understand it anyways. 1-800-878.
Most of Trump supporters would ask if they were for sale.
1-800-878-7529. Folks, it's a sports show, but Jerry and I sort of on the same side politically. You know our thoughts. If you'd like to get involved, that's great. Listen. We're not heard on a terrestrial radio station in Los Angeles, but thousands of people listen to us on Sirius XM 203. I got to bring this up. Saturday, Jackie Robinson Day in all of baseball. Everybody wears number 42. And this Saturday is really special. It's the 70th anniversary of Jackie's first appearance in the major leagues in 1947 with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Okay, so the deal is, as everybody knows, in Los Angeles, two-thirds of us are blacked out of all the games because unless you have Spectrum, Time Warner, Cable, no other system has picked up the Dodgers. Okay. So what they've done is they're televising in April and May, 10 games on a local television station, KTLA Channel 5. That sounds great. So you'd presume they would televise Jackie Robinson night because of the fact, A, it's a great night. B, they're actually showing a statue of him for the very first time. But no, Saturday night is just on Time Warner Cable. And Sunday, of course, they will televise it locally on a commercial station, KTLA Channel 5. As usual, they never get anything right. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We love your phone calls. Agree, disagree, anything in sports, NBA playoffs straight away, NFL draft right here. Sports Overnight America back right after this.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at
at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Let's show them what we got, guys.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Get out there in the ice and let them know you're there. Get that stick in his side. Let them know you're there.
Yeah.
Get that lumber in his teeth. Now let them know you're there.
Bleed all over them. Let them know you're there.
Hey, it's Jerry Burke in San Francisco. It's Fred in Los Angeles. And you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Madman Mark Mancini a little later. A little later after that, Dennis Tobler. Producer, now place your bets. We'll discuss the new documentary on wagering in Las Vegas.
Hey, did you know that Slapshot was supposed to be a documentary at first?
Well, it ended up one of the funniest movies in the history of sports movies.
And Nancy Dowd, who wrote it, she was the sister of Ned Dowd, who played Ogie Oglethorpe.
And
he ended up being a very successful Hollywood producer, but she was writing a documentary about life in the minor leagues. And George Roy Hill stumbled across the outline for it, and he said, this could be actually a really good movie. And that's how it became Slapshot.
Let me ask you a question. Did you watch The Masters?
Just bits and pieces of it. A little bit.
All right. That's the one. I was a pretty good athlete growing up. The one sport I could not play and still cannot play is golf. I'm horrible.
Right.
So in the age of five, I don't think I've ever missed one of the major tournaments, at least the last couple of days, you know, anything was televised, I'd watch it, okay? Ratings go up or down, in your opinion, last weekend as far as CBS is concerned?
I would like to think they went up because it was actually a pretty interesting tournament. I mean, I'm not a huge golf guy, but I would like to think they went up.
They dropped 11%.
Really?
Oh, which I thought was interesting for exactly the reason you just said. You got somebody who's been in 72 majors and Sergio Garcia, and he finally wins one. I mean, that was a pretty good story. But on the other hand, you know, the golf without Tiger is not the same as golf with Tiger. And I think that's part of it, too.
Not even so much the Tiger thing. I mean, I think people have gotten over that. But a lot of the people, the names that, you know, people thought were going to be up there, they weren't. Sergio Garcia, he's 37 years old, and he's won a ton of tourneys, just never won a major. You know,
right.
But this is a guy, and I've met him, actually, and you know, I like him a lot, but I can tell he's one of those people that there's no gray area. Either you love him or you hate him. No, really, he's one of those type of people. Bill Lee's the same way. You love him, there's no gray area here. And I would think because he was there, I would think that would have drawn a crowd. But evidently people had other things to do, like, deal with hurricanes. I don't know, whatever.
Phone lines in a second, but let me just say this. You know, as proof of the one sport I couldn't play ever is golf. I think I'm 8 years old or 9 years old, and my friend Barry Ross was having a birthday party. And he had it at a miniature golf place on La Cienega Boulevard here in Southern California, right? And if you ever played miniature golf, you'll know that you only get six strokes a hole, because they want to move people along. So the most you can score is 108, six times 18.
Right.
Fred scored like 101.
How did you do that? How did you do that when you with the clown face at the end? Usually it's just you take the.
I was horrible. My wife can beat miniature golf.
I actually aced a hole. Ready for this? At Sawgrass. No, I'm serious. I mean, it's funny. I had an ex-girlfriend whose brother was worth more. You know, he could air-condition hell, but he was a great guy. He played ball at William & Mary. But he took me golfing one time. And, you know, I didn't have clubs, you know, but he wanted to buy me a set. Now, first off, when they found out that I used my woods right-handed, my irons left-handed, they thought I was a little weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
But, yeah, I forgot it was like the third or the seventh hole, par three, and I aced it. And I'm walking around like Spartacus. Then I found out I had to buy everybody a drink, and I wasn't so happy about that.
I can understand it. Phone lines, we go at 1-800-878-PLAY, and it's Rick listening on KSHP in Las Vegas. Rick, what's on your mind?
Hey, Fred, have you ever gone to a Broadway play like Hamilton or Cats or something?
I've been to New York many times. I've been to plenty.
I
have a friend of mine who was on Broadway with Ann Miller and Mickey Rooney in Sugar Babies.
Wow. All right, here's the deal. It costs a hell of a lot less to watch the same show in Pittsburgh when it goes on the road.
You try getting a ticket for Hamilton out here in San Francisco. I mean, apartments are $4,000 a month. Imagine what a Hamilton ticket went for.
There's places in the Major League Baseball that can't possibly compete with the Dodgers money wise, because the Dodgers are beneficiaries of the antitrust exemption that baseball has. That doesn't have to have the profit sharing that keeps a team like Green Bay and the NFL on equal footing.
True.
And so that's why you don't see the Dodgers games, Fred. It's simple economics.
Well, economics, but this, they owe
also
Time Warner overpay.
Green Bay is also a publicly, it's a public company. You can buy stock in that. That's a public trust.
But Rick's point is that a long time ago, the government ruled that baseball is not a business, and so it's got a different exemption situation than all the other sports. But again, Time Warner at the time, now Spectrum, overpaid for the Dodgers at $8.3 billion. So that's $350 million a year over 25 years to the Dodgers, and now they want $5 per head from any cable or satellite system, and everybody has said no, and DirecTV is the key, and DirecTV has said no. So the bottom line is two-thirds of us in Nevada or in Las Vegas basically blocked out, and I told you the story opening the show. The Jackie Robinson night will not be shown locally on Channel 5, among the 10 games they show, but they will show Sunday's game. So not only is Time Warner Spectrum, not only did they overpay, they just not thinking. Obviously, they're trying to entice people to leave DirecTV or leave the Dish Network or leave their local cable system and go onto theirs. And the bottom line is, you then show the Jackie Robinson night, because that's one of the big nights in the history of baseball. And in fact, a big night in the history of our society, because obviously it was the first time that an African-American played in the major leagues in 1947. Rick, take it from there.
Well, you've got business people running things rather than sports people running the sports part.
Of course,
and other,
of course.
You know, honestly, look how they screwed up the mafia. I mean, once the business people get involved, then you get attorneys, and then the next thing you know, it's all gone in the trash can. A couple things. I don't think there's going to be any immediate change. I don't think they can put enough pressure on the Dodgers. You know, it's a multi-billion-dollar franchise, and it's going to be that way, and they're going to call the shots. They're the big dogs in the room. Dan Rooney, you know, RIP means rest in Pittsburgh for him. He's one of very, very few dinosaurs left. And then the business people are now taking over in all other kind of sports. The value's there right now. I don't think it will be forever. I mean, football's got some challenges. This concussion thing, we may be seeing the end of football. There's tremendous people working very, very hard, and the solution is not there. I know for a fact one of the problems is that they know in vehicle wrecks what causes what injuries.
Right.
They do not know what causes the concussions, the exact thing they can protect one part, but it exposes another part. And until they go through an autopsy, they don't know what caused what part of a concussion. And so that's a very, very tough obstacle to overcome. And they're trying to use computer imaging and those kind of things. But, I mean, football really has this 800-pound gorilla in the room. And it's
well, Rick, how many parents are going to tell their 14-year-old kid, no, you can play anything else except football, I'm sorry. I mean, that's going to happen. And I think 100 years from now, I think your point could be well taken. We will not have, maybe we'll have flag football, but we won't have it the way it's played today. I don't think there's any question about that, to tell you the truth. It's a goner. I don't think there's any question.
God bless
But in the meanwhile, the NFL will make as much money as possible, making a deal with Amazon now on the Internet that they'll be able to stream every Thursday night game. And, of course, we were told that they wouldn't show us the games from London as early. They wouldn't kick off as early. But one of the games, again, will be 6:30 a.m. Pacific time come October. So the NFL is into one thing, making money. CTE is not one of its number one issues at this moment in time. But, again, 100 years from now, I don't think we'll have football as we do have. Hey, Rick, great call from KSHP in beautiful Las Vegas. KSHP, of course, the sports voice of Las Vegas. You are listening to Sports Overnight America. He is Jerry. I am Fred. Your phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email us, please, sportsfred@aol.com. If you're listening on SiriusXM 203, welcome to you, any of the radio stations across America, all the apps, and, of course, American forces, guys and gals, stay safe under the so-called president. I know that's a difficult proposition.
I told back you it's Commander Asshat.
Okay. Kyle, we'll be back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
These people are so evil, they have no color. And you don't with that kind of evil.
Louis Black, almost every week right here on Sports Overnight America. Jerry's in San Francisco and now joined by the madman, Mark Mancini. But first, I've got a news bulletin here. So-called president shot a 97 today in Florida. So my question is, does that mean he's going to shoot two bombs out there or three? What do you think, folks? 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Phone lines in a moment. Now joined by the madman, Mark Mancini. And Mark, your thoughts, you're a Pittsburgh Steeler guy, your thoughts about the death of Mr. Rooney?
Yeah, it was a sad one, but the Berg is trying to recapture the City of Champions, that slogan that went around in 1979 when the Pirates and Steelers, because everybody has to go through Pittsburgh to take the Penguins down, and the Penguins are up now 2-0. So the new slogan is going to be back-to-back in the Berg.
Yeah, no, known as Mancini hasn't said a damn thing about my Sox sweeping your Pirates.
I watched that game yesterday. Another ugly game. I'm glad we don't have to play them 1975 World Series opponents anytime soon.
All right, phone lines we go at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hey, folks, I apologize for the sore throat. I actually took an allergy shot yesterday, and it gave me an allergy. Barry, listening on Sirius XM 203, welcome to Sports Overnight America. How you doing, Barry?
Hey, Jerry and Mark, it's a pleasure to talk to you too, and Fred, of course, here from Oxnard, California, where it's a beautiful evening, and good evening all.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And I wanted to talk about, there was a story that broke in baseball today that I wanted to bring up, Fred, that I thought I wanted to get your thoughts on, and the others as well, obviously, and it has to do with Jose Fernandez, the late pitcher of the Florida Marlins. Did you see the story that I'm referring to, Fred?
Well, the one I read said that he was driving and he was drunk.
No, I'm talking about the statue they want to build.
Oh, no, I did not read that at all. I heard that the other two families want to sue the Fernandez family because, again, he was either on drugs or drunk. And you're saying that the Marlins want to build a statue for him?
Yeah, I forget what the original source of the story was, but apparently they had spoken to the owner of the Marlins, and he said that
Jeffrey Loria.
Say again?
Jeffrey Loria, go ahead.
Yes. And that he wants to build a larger-than-life 9-to-10-foot statue of Jose Fernandez outside of Marlins Park. And to me, that would be, for the reasons that you've just enumerated, not a very good thing to do. As a matter of fact, it's a very bad thing to do. I think the Marlins franchise is a joke anyway. But having said that, I mean, they've already given him a great memorial after it happened last year, a great memorial at the start of this season. Are they wearing his number on his jersey?
I think they did one time last season. Yeah. Here's the deal.
They have retired his number, which was silly because he had not accomplished enough to have his number retired, in my opinion. But then you're going to honor a man who was driving the boat that was determined by the Florida Wildlife Commission final report. Emmy's report indicated he was twice the legal limit blood alcohol level. I think he's on cocaine, too. And he killed two other people besides himself on the boat. Is that somebody you want to immortalize with a 9-to-10-foot statue? I'd like to hear from everybody on that.
Well, my thought would be, do we have definite proof that, the first results of the drug analysis came out, as you just indicated, cocaine and alcohol? They have to go further to investigate. At this point, it looks pretty bad from that aspect. He's a young kid. He made a horrendous mistake.
He killed two other people.
Two other people.
That are suing, and his families are suing.
Yeah, it's a crazy world. I feel very sorry for the families. I feel very sorry for his family. Jeffrey Lurie is trying to sell the team. He wants more than $1.8 billion, so I think he wants out of this whole situation, out of the whole circumstance. Mark, what do you think about Jose Fernandez statue and the whole deal?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. I think the Miami Marlins are a complete joke. He might run the sentiments of Henry from Coral Gables on that, but you know, Jeff Lurie has been a stooge from the get-go. He dokes the, you know, the public for helping this stadium to get built, and nobody's going, and the All-Star Game's there, and the Jose Fernandez thing. You got to know what you're doing when you get behind a boat drinking a few of these drinks. I mean, you got to know what's going to happen. Nothing ever happens good after midnight drinking, going on a boat, going at 55 miles an hour if you're going. I think that's a bad situation there. I mean, if I have a few beers and I go out, which I don't drink, I mean, I'm going to need an Uber or something, but I just don't understand the Marlins not paying close attention to, you know, a superstar pitcher like this, or somebody shadowing him like you did Hamilton with Texas.
But he had never been in trouble before, so you know you can't shadow somebody in that circumstance. Ironically, I believe on Thursday of this week was the 8th anniversary and burial, Phil, yeah, for this of Nick Adenhart, the Angel pitcher who pitched, and then he went out afterwards, and somebody hit him and killed him. And it was the 8th anniversary. And Barry, I swear to you, to me it seems like 1 year, and it's 8 years. It's hard to believe.
And
I know you're a big Angel fan, but you know, I'm an Angel fan. You know, I'm a Dodger fan one, and Angel fan two. But does it seem like 8 years to you?
Well, no, not really. But I was at the Angels game on Sunday. As a matter of fact, Sunday was the anniversary. I thought they might have mentioned something or done something, but I guess Artie Moreno thinks that's 8 years ago, and why bring it up now? But I was kind of a little disappointed, as a matter of fact, they didn't mention it in some way or another, you know, before the game or something. But as far as that goes, but to build a statue, I mean, I realize that Miami wants to reach out to the Cuban community, and he was a star with the Cuban community and all that, but that is just flat out wrong. And I hope that they really rethink that idea, because you don't build a statue to somebody who got behind the wheel of a boat and was twice the legal limit and killed two other people. That's the point.
I think you make a valid point. You know, it's life is short, and you don't know how short. And this year, you know, baseball just started 2 weeks ago. And looking back, Jose Fernandez is not on the hill, obviously. And the pitcher, a fine pitcher for Kansas City, the Royals, Jordan Ventura, same thing. He was hit blindsided and killed just a couple of months ago. So, I mean, folks, enjoy it as it comes, enjoy every day because you never know.
Young athletes think they're indestructible, I think.
A lot of them, no question.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to that situation with Artie Moreno, why aren't you the first owner that resurrects a statue of Nick Adenhart that, you know, simplified a person that, you know, got killed by a drunk driver, erect a statue outside Anaheim Stadium, and people would honor that or something. I mean,
if you're going to erect a statue outside of Anaheim Stadium, you do it for Lyman Bostock. That's what you do.
Yeah, there's another guy. No, there's another guy that got shot in Gary, Indiana. You're absolutely right. There's two guys right there that they should do that. And Artie Moreno has a lot of money. Why don't you erect some statues out there?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would go that far. I don't think Adenhart statue is necessarily that important. And of course, during the 70s, Fred, wasn't only Bostock. The Angels had a number of people that were killed or involved in accidents. Or you remember that? It was the curse of the cowboy.
Oh no! I mean, they lost three or four players to disease or accidents. It was a horrendous situation as far as the Angels are concerned. And you know, it's and then we find out this week that one of the great players in the history of baseball, Lou Brock, has bone cancer, and he's battling for his life. And
he's battled
through a diabetes.
My dad passed away of that. Is painful.
He's battled through diabetes, and let me tell you a quick story. I mean, it's 1974, and my mother has wished herself cancer because our little brother died a couple years before of leukemia, and my mother actually wished herself cancer. She got breast cancer. It spread to her bones. She had bone cancer. The doctors here gave her 6 months to live. Now, remember, this is 43 years ago. I saw an article in the National Enquirer on something called BCG. At the time, it was used for TB, tuberculosis, and rare types of cancer. She went to UCLA and tried to get them to give it to her, and they wouldn't until she got to the very top. Dr. David Morton, who's still alive today, and he said, I was there, and he put his hand on my my mom, Bernice. He said, Bernice, I don't know if it's going to work, but we'll try. My mother died 40 years later of a stroke, and we wrote a book called I Beat Cancer in 1977. So my point is, I know, as Jerry just said, bone cancer's tough.
Yeah.
But you can beat it. There are miracles. If you believe you can beat it, my mother did. I'm sure Lou Brock's a fighter, and we pray that he does beat it. He's beaten, he didn't beat it. He lost his leg from diabetes. But we just hope and pray. And Barry, a great call. Thank you very much.
Right,
a very interesting situation indeed.
Fred, talking about statues and everything, we make one for Shaquille O'Neal. How about Elgin Baylor? How about Jerry West? These are legends who put the Lakers on the map. I mean, it's crazy to think that the next guy that's going to get one is going to be Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, but I've been screaming for Elgin number 22 since forever. It's not going to happen at this point. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Next three callers, Larry, Steve, and Bill. Also going to talk to Dennis Tobler, producer of a brand-new documentary on gambling. Now, place your bets. Now, place your bets. We talk gambling all the time. We'll talk to Dennis about that. We'll talk to Larry, Steve, and Bill. We'll talk to you, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. Jerry, the madman Mark Mancini. I'm Fred, right here, Sports Overnight America, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Yeah! Okay, you can open.
Well, we talk wagering here. We talk gambling here. Quick story, 25 years ago, for 2 years, I did Bally's Sports Central live from Bally's Hotel 5 nights a week in Las Vegas. Lenny Del Genio was the sports book director. And at that point, you could only wager on games. All these other things were not legal in the state of Nevada. You couldn't wager on them. So Lenny would have his own little shtick going, and like who's going to win the presidency and things like that you couldn't wager on in Las Vegas. And again, now it's all changed where you can wager on a whole slew of things. And, of course, fantasy was not as big 25 years ago as it is today. And we've got producer Dennis Toler on with us right now, and he's put together a very intriguing documentary, Now Place Your Bets, and I saw the trailer for it, and love to see the whole thing. And in Las Vegas, it's been shown to a whole group of people and gotten great response by the newspapers in Las Vegas and everybody who's seen it. And Dennis, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
So you would agree with me that over the last 25 years, the world of gambling certainly has exploded.
Oh, it certainly has. And mostly from 50 years ago till now, it's just over and over doubled itself. And today it's as big as it's ever been. And you mentioned fantasy sports. We also have esports coming online that's big in Asia already. So sports gambling and sports betting is going to continue to grow into the future, probably farther than we can even estimate.
So how long did it take you to put together Now Place Your Bets?
Well, we've been working on the show for a little over 2.5 years, and we've did just short of 100 interviews.
Wow.
And we've really ran across some interesting people. We had an extensive interview with Pete Rose, and that interview is up on Vimeo pay-per-view if anybody wants to view the whole thing. But he added an immense amount to the documentary. We had people on like Frank Collada, the mobster who used to run the underground for the Stardust Hotel when Lefty Rosenthal was there.
Yeah.
And Jim Barbero, the operations manager. We had the CEO from Pinnacle fly in for the movie, and she also participated in the interviews. So it took us a long time, but we did find the right people. We pieced it all together, and we put together quite a groundbreaking documentary about the history of sports gambling. And, of course, it's Vegas-centric, but it does expand offshore and into the future.
Now Place Your Bets. You can pick it up, as Dennis Toler indicated, at Vimeo on a pay-per-view basis. And hopefully we'll be able to see it like on Showtime or HBO down the road. I know you're looking in that direction, are you not?
Yes. Actually, right now, Fred, it's on NowPlaceYourBets.com. We're only doing DVDs and the big screen distribution currently. And we have a couple other projects for the College of Southern Nevada here coming up shortly. But yes, we're going to expand it out eventually to the internet markets. But first of all, we want to see how far it goes on the big screens. It seems to be getting some rave reviews at the current point. And it really is a groundbreaking documentary. No one has ever seen any of the footage that came from offshore when the sports books moved offshore. Very few people know about the early years before the Stardust, when everything were just it was just turf clubs and small hole in the wall bookie joints where you can make a bet. So yeah, it's very intriguing, and we wind in some historical documentation. And at the end of the day, everybody seems to learn a lot, and it certainly does tie together what's coming in the future.
Producer Dennis Toler with us, and the documentary Now Place Your Bets, and Let's go to the phone lines at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Larry, listening on Sirius XM 203. I know you're into sports wagering. Comments or questions for Dennis Tobler?
Hello, Fred. My goodness, I'm not sure. Is there a dark horse in the NBA playoffs? What do you think?
Well, let's ask Dennis Tobler. Is there a dark horse in the NBA playoffs? Dennis, what do you think?
No, I don't think there is a dark horse in the NBA playoffs. Honestly, I'm into, instead of betting these days, we're more into trading the world market off of our trading platforms, and NBA is not one of my specific hobbies these days. I've kind of lost track of it, so I'm not even looking forward to the playoffs, to be honest with you.
Now, I know that the madman Mark Mancini actually thinks that Portland has a shot against the Golden State Warriors. Mark, make your insane case. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you, Portland gave you guys a run last year, and that series was 2-2. They could have went up 3-1, and they blew it. The Warriors struggled to beat them, and it's another year seeing the same team, seeing weaknesses, seeing strengths. I like Portland to pull an upset, and I'll tell you another one. Call me crazy, but I'm taking my Bucks to knock out Toronto. Send those guys packing north of the border.
Well, Kyle Lowry's back, though, and so I don't think that's going to happen either. Larry, let me ask you a question. Is there one series out there that you find most intriguing?
Generally, I don't like the first round, but I love Houston and Oklahoma City just because of the MVPs. Clippers and Utah, I really like the West. Those 2-3-6 and 4-5 matchups are great. The East, to me, is the least in this case, at least with the matchups. But when we get down to four, when it gets down to Golden State, San Antonio, Houston, and the Clippers, Boston, Cleveland, Toronto, and perhaps Washington, Atlanta, obviously the Clippers could get upset by Utah. Once you get to those eight teams, I think all the matchups are good. Right now I like Houston, Oklahoma City, Clippers, and Utah. Good, good matchups.
All right, hold on.
I'm marking all of those down, that's for sure.
Let's go.
I have a question. What will happen if the Clippers don't make it to the finals?
Well, they won't. Dennis, Chris Paul, as good as he is, as talented as he is, has never made it even to the conference finals. So, and 2 years ago, of course, they had the 20-point lead over Houston with in the third quarter, and they managed to blow that game and then lose game seven. And again, he's never made it to the conference finals.
So I think
they break up the three.
The momentum has gone the other way. They need to move on, I guess.
Well, let me
That's
ask
very something. Interesting. I love those selections and those matchups. If Utah can get by the first round, it will be interesting.
Since you live in Las Vegas, let me throw you this. And again, producer Dennis Tobler with us, and the documentary Now Place Your Bets. You can go pay per view at Vimeo, or you could just
We don't have the Now Place Your Bets on Vimeo.
Ah, thought you did.
We have the Pete Rose interview on Vimeo.
Ah, okay.
Place Your Bets. The only way it could be accessed currently is through DVD purchase at nowplaceyourbets.com big screen. And we hope to be in Southern California by football season.
All right, Dennis, let me ask you a question. With the addition now of the hockey team and soon the addition of the football team, I guess, and years ago, the NHL and years ago, the NFL wouldn't have allowed a team in Las Vegas over their dead bodies. What's happened to make that change?
Well, I think money had a lot to do with it. When Las Vegas decided to come up with $750 million in public money to build the Raiders a stadium, I think everything else went by the wayside, because I doubt there was over $200 million anywhere else to do the same thing. So money put the thing over the top. It remains to be seen how well it'll go over. Football probably will. I'm not as optimistic about the hockey team here, but it seems that Nevada is more interested in putting public money into these type of venues than they are education and mental health and everything else. So, money. $750 million we chuck up for the Raiders.
Let me ask Larry a question. Larry is a fan, and you've indicated you got four kids. When you called us, weeks ago, we discussed how much it costs to go to a game here in Southern California. Do you think the public, and Dennis is alluding to this, do you think that the public should ever be asked to, and should they ever vote for putting up money so some rich guy can get richer? Let him build his own damn stadium. How do you feel as somebody who pays taxes, who somebody who's got four kids, it's got to be a struggle sometimes from month to month for everybody. How do you feel about the public building, well, what they're building now in Las Vegas for the football and for the hockey clubs? What do you think?
Well, I don't think we should cut off our nose to spite our face just to hold to a mantra that truism is never a dime of public money. Generally, though, I think that's a good truism that's worth looking into. I just really wish that Jerry Brown in Oakland, because he was the mayor, would have stepped up and said, hey, the Oakland Raiders have an identity. This community needs that team. Let's cut a deal where we can get enough private money to keep the Raiders. I think it's just really unfortunate that Oakland is going to lose their team. Vegas could have got another team. Obviously, the issue of if it's huge amounts of money from the public coffers, nobody wants that. A little bit of accommodation and a little bit of compromise to keep a team like the Raiders in Oakland, I think, would have been the way to go. I don't get it.
Well, okay, I think it was all money. The difference was $250 million from Oakland compared to $750 million from Vegas. Nobody in their right mind would be giving the Raiders $750 million. And a new stadium, so they can all get rich. You're right, Fred.
What happened to the Adelson? What happened to the Adelson money? Originally, he was going to be the guy.
He dropped out because he didn't think the lease fees from UNLV to play at the stadium were high enough.
Wow!
And after he backed out, then Bank of America stepped in and took his place. So, you know, $750 million is a lot of money. Let's see if they get it built.
It's going to be interesting.
Let me ask you, who's the favorite that the betting lines are on for the NHL to win the Cup?
I don't think Dennis is looking at that. I would guess Pittsburgh.
No, I don't. I never have been an NHL fan. I have no idea.
No, I know that
we have been 24-hour-a-day hockey and football since before my documentary premiered March 30th, which didn't make me too happy, but... when it comes time to buy the tickets, it comes time for the corporations here to fill these seats. Let's see if they do it, because there's a lot of things going on in Vegas all the time.
See, that was going to be my next question, Dennis. Okay, so they got the stadium, and the Raiders are there in 2020. Okay, bottom line is it going to be mostly out-of-towners, or will a preponderance of locals go see the Raiders, in your opinion?
I think it'll be a 50-50 split. The corporation and the casinos obviously are going to have to buy large chunks of the season tickets in order for this thing to go. So, therefore, they're going to put their high-rolling players in the seats. And the other people will probably be the Oakland fanatics. And I don't know how oil and vinegar is going to mix.
Larry, got one more question for Dennis Tobler?
Yeah, my question is this. I know that traditionally, if you have a team in Las Vegas, you cannot bet on that team. I'm assuming that, of course, when the Raiders are playing, they won't be able to be on the board at all. Will they be on the board at all in Vegas?
No, I believe they are going to be able to be on the board.
They changed that rule a couple years ago.
Well, Roger Goodell, he's a little sketchy on it, and he's probably, if he had his way, they would not. However, Jerry Jones runs the largest franchise and the biggest amount of money, and him and his followers believe Las Vegas is a good place to be, and they're not against gambling. They're not against fantasy. They're not against any of those things. So they are going to have to allow wagers on the Raiders. They're just going to have to, and they will.
Dennis Tobler, I hope to see the documentary very, very soon. Now place your bets. Now place your bets, and you can go to nowplaceyourbets.com to buy the DVD. And, folks, if you're listening to this show, you're probably into sports wagering. Dennis, stay well, and thank you for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you very much, Fred. It was very interesting. Thank you.
Dennis Tobler with us, and again, nowplaceyourbets.com. Larry, thank you very much for the call and the questions, and we'll call us every night right here on Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Larry. All right, we'll come back with the madman Mark Mancini. We'll come back with Jerry. My name is Fred. I presume you know yours. You can email us, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I love discussing gambling, wagering, right here on Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You gotta trust me. You keep your eyes open, your chances of catching the ball increase by a factor of 10.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. He's Jerry. He's the madman, Mark Mancini. I am Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Look, and I started following sports at the age of five. At that point, the NHL had six clubs. I've done pregame shows and postgame shows for the Kings and the Ducks. But I haven't watched hockey that closely and read hockey that closely the last few years. Our hockey expert right here to my right, the madman Mark Mancini. And the Kings made, I thought, a shocking move earlier this week, Mr. Mancini, the madman. What do you think of the Kings and the firings?
Well, they've been around the league since 1967. You don't fire a general manager and a coach that brought you two championships in the last 6 years to put you on the map. And I think it's a bad move. I think Luke Robitaille and Blake were very good players, but as far as presidents and GMs and whatever, I think they're in for a long haul. That stuff doesn't happen in Pittsburgh. We kind of take care of our guys.
Hey, Jerry, in 30 seconds, a brand new book out, basically saying that Steph Curry is not well-liked around the league. Agree, disagree, what do you think?
You know what? I don't think he cares. I don't think anyone around the Bay Area cares, as long as he wins. Playing professional sports is not a popularity contest.
You know, and the only chance Portland has, Mr. Mancini, is if Nurkic plays for the Trailblazers. Otherwise, on the inside, the Warriors would dominate.
And the Warriors take United. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure to take United tomorrow on my flight. Okay. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529.
Happy Easter, everybody.
And happy Passover, everybody.
Happy, yeah, everything. It's going to be a happy thing in Columbus when we take a 3-0 lead on those guys.
Don't forget, it is on Easter where we celebrate, where Jesus wakes on the third day, comes out of his tomb, sees his shadow, goes back in, and we have 6 more weeks of winter.
And maybe we'll have Bill Maher next week to discuss exactly what you just said. Hey, stay tuned all night long. Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Back right after this.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Rich Strong.
China is the key. They can stop this if they want to because of their control over the North Korean economy.
Even a failed missile test in North Korea can get Washington talking. The promised nuclear missile test from the Hermit Kingdom fizzled off the coast of the city of Sinpo, with the U.S. Pacific Command saying the missile failed on launch. But in the U.S., lawmakers are talking about what to do, and Senator John McCain says the current dictator is much more to be feared than his predecessors.
This guy in North Korea is not rational. Right. As his father and his grandfather were much more rational.
The former ambassador to South Korea says the threat is now much greater.
It's a new generation of missiles, and clearly they're working on a warhead design for nuclear devices.
That's Christopher Hill on ABC's This Week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I wasn't born lucky. I made it to where I am because of a relentless attention to detail, to my family, to my faith, to my business, and to my health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you can do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is more than just another health magazine. It's the ultimate source for new health and medical findings. The ultimate source. It's published every month, and every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. This is hard-to-find, cutting-edge information you won't get anywhere else. Life Extension Magazine has helped me become my own health advocate. And now you can take charge of your own health as well. My listeners can get a special deal. How special? Free. A free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. All you have to do is call 855-870-6622. That's toll free. 855-870-6622. Or go online, lifeextension.com/war.
In Ohio, multiple people injured in a shooting at an early morning house party, but no one's cooperating with the police.
Detectives are having a hard time trying to get victims who were injured to speak and tell us even their name. So we're trying to get their names, we're trying to get their injuries, we're trying to get what happened, and we're having a tough time.
Police say they believe several people opened fire after an argument broke out at the club, but beyond that, details are sketchy. Though he has yet to find a church in Washington, President Trump has found one in Mar-a-Lago. He spent Easter services in an Episcopal church near his resort, joined by Melania Trump and his son Barron and his daughter Tiffany. In Florida, a 14-year-old faces charges in a crash that left 6 people injured. The Florida Highway Patrol says the boy was behind the wheel of an SUV when he lost control on an interstate, over-correcting for another vehicle. The teen boy's mother and boyfriend were among the 6 people injured. Police say they don't know why he was driving when there were licensed adults in the vehicle. This is USA Radio News.
U.S. Sports Pages is your absolute one-stop shop for sports news. Why spend hours researching multiple sites to find your favorite team stories when our producers go through every newspaper in the country to pick out the best articles to reduce your prep time? We also include trending topics within the entertainment industry. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll ever need to get your sports fix. Be sure to check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com. Again, that's USSportsPages.com.
America's vice president lands on the Korean Peninsula shortly after the latest provocative action by North Korea's government. We have more from USA's Chris Barnes.
Our resolve has never been stronger.
Vice President Mike Pence arriving in South Korea, where he addresses U.S. troops stationed there just hours after a failed missile launch by North Korea. Not only praising the U.S. troops there, but the alliance with South Korea.
Our commitment
to this historic alliance with the courageous people of South Korea has never been stronger.
Pence's visit to South Korea is part of an Asia-Pacific tour that will also include stops in Japan, Indonesia, and Australia. I'm Chris Barnes.
A Marine is avoiding prison after Governor Christie commuted his 3-year sentence. More on that story from James Flippin.
Hisashi Pompei was to begin his prison term Monday after he was convicted of gun charges in 2013. He was visiting from Virginia in 2011 when he and some friends went to a Fort Lee nightclub. A fight broke out, and when one of Pompey's friends pulled out his gun from its holster, both he and his friend were arrested. The gun was legally registered in Virginia, but not New Jersey. Pompey served tours in both Iraq as well as Afghanistan, and he's seeking a full pardon. James Flippin, New Jersey.
And three teens and a baby are expected to recover after a shooting at a church carnival in Alabama. Authorities say the shooting happened after a fight in the church parking lot, but none of the injuries are believed to be life-threatening. I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Well, hey there, boys and girls. How you doing? Happy Easter, by the way. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, God help each and every one of you poor people. You have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. one 800 878 7529. That is the phone number. 202-456-1414. That's the White House if you want to drop them a line. Tell them what a bang-up job they've been doing. Got a little treat for you coming up this hour. But you know what? We haven't given you an update. We're going to do a quick one here. It's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing, don't you know? Here's what you need to do. Just for a second, stop looking at porn. Not that we have a problem with it. We actually strongly advocate it. But, you know, with both hands, type in their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code BASEBALL. You're going to get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. NBA action and all these series are now one zip. In the Eastern Conference, the Bullets, or as I still call them, the Washington Wizards, 114-107 over Atlanta. Well, Chicago going into Boston and stealing one. Isaiah Thomas played in the game. His sister passing away in a car wreck, less than 48 hours earlier. That's tough, but the Bulls are up one zip on my beloved Celtics, 106-102. On the Western Conference, the Dubs, they spanked the hell out of Portland, 121-109. And it was Houston squeaking by OKC, 118-87. Head on over to the NHL. Stanley Cup playoffs are going on. And my computer is taking forever and a day. That's okay. I'm in no hurry. It's just my... There we go. St. Louis takes care of Minnesota 3-1. Pittsburgh, man, overtime win over the Columbus. How do we get a professional franchise? Blue Jackets, they're up 3-0 in that one with a 5-4 win. Le Bleu Blanc et Rouge go to Madison Square Garden 3-1 over the Rangers, and San Jose gets shut out at home by Edmonton 1-0. This update brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device used in the bigs. Go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code BASEBALL, a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Special guest next, kids. This is Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM 93. Happy Easter.
This This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Your EKG shows a good sinus rhythm. Uh-huh. No evidence of ischemic changes. Yeah. Your electrolytes and metabolic panels are within normal limits. Okay. Chest x-ray is clear. Yep. And prostate screens are fine.
Uh-huh.
So we can have sex now.
Hell yeah! Footloose and Francie Free from 77 Boys and Girls. Hey there, kids. How you doing? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM Channel 203. Rod Stewart and Mick Taylor actually helping out in the back here with some guitar work. Rod Stewart's, like I said, Footloose and Fancy Free in 77. I just like the way this song starts. The song was actually written about Tina Turner. Anna Mae Bullock, her real name is. Uh-huh. Now joining us on Sports Overnight America. This woman helped get me through college. And they're so proud of me at Temple University, trust me. She is, first and foremost, one of the nicest women I have ever spoken to in my life. And I mean, this is a woman who actually will put up with a full sentence from me and not tell me to shut the F up. That's a quality lady. She hosts the Christy Canyon Show on Vivid Radio. Go to vividradio.com or put a crowbar in your goddamn wallets and check out Vivid Radio on Sirius and XM Channel 415. That's our area code here in San Francisco. She is an adult film legend. She is an AVN Hall of Famer. And she is also my dinner date coming up on March 2nd. I cannot wait. The great Christy Canyon joins us yet again.
I don't know who she pissed off, but she's back with us again here on Sports Overnight. Christy, thank you so much for joining us on this unmitigated disaster of a radio program again. And before I say one more thing, I want to thank you once again for having the privilege of being on your show earlier today. It was fantastic. I had a great time, and I had to take two cold showers afterwards. Thank you.
Okay, then I'm slipping, Gary Bird, because the last time I was on your show, you had to take three cold showers. So
that's because I was drunk that night. That's why. How you doing tonight? And thank you so much for staying up late and coming on this radio program. I really do appreciate it. And once again...
God. You're welcome.
I do really. I've had, like I said, the women from Vivid and Jackie, everybody from Vivid Video and Vivid Radio has been so kind to me. And Jackie, the woman who runs the gig down there, she's great. And, of course, Owen, your producer, the man who has the greatest job in the history of radio, Katie Morgan, Monique Alexander, Nikki Delano, Andy Cruz, amongst others. And, of course, you've all been so nice to me. And I really do appreciate it. And it's for a stuttering little kid from Agawam, Massachusetts, it's actually a big deal, and I'm flattered by the whole thing. Thank you very much.
We love you over. And you know what? Okay, I got to tell you, Jerry Burke, yes. I love how you were doing your intro, telling me how fabulous I am and how much you love me and Vivid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what caught my attention?
What's that?
You and I are old school, baby.
Yeah.
Vivid Video.
Yeah.
Vivid Video.
I remember when they had entire movies.
It hasn't been Vivid Video in 20 years.
I know.
It's now Vivid Entertainment.
I know.
The point of this is, I love it, Jerry Burke, that you called it Vivid Video, because very few adult connoisseurs, kind of clean here,
right,
call it Vivid Video.
Right. I know. I remember.
They're like Vivid Entertainment or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, man, it was video, man. I was a VHS girl.
You were actually before you were a VHS girl, and where I grew up in the second half of my childhood in Scranton, Pennsylvania, or as I refer to it, hell with the zip code, right outside of Scranton, there is this town called Moosic, M-O-O-S-I-C, maybe about 5 miles south of town, and they had this place called the Oak Hill Drive-In. We used to call it the Stroke Hill. They showed porn flicks in this drive-in. The place was packed nonstop. Now, we weren't 18 to go in there, but what we used to do, yeah, I guess we were 17 or 18. Right across the street, across the highway from the Oak Hill, there was this place called Terry's. It was a diner, and it was this no-tell motel. Well, my friends and I, we used to go up on the roof of this motel with, like, lawn chairs and a cooler of beer, and you can listen to what was on the movie on, like, an AM channel. It was like AM 530 or whatever it was. And I remember seeing you on the big screen when I was, like, 18 years old.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that was rare, because I really got in the adult business in the late 84 era.
Yeah, this was like 84. Yeah, because I was in college at the time, so I guess it was when I would come up from college. So it was like 84, 85, somewhere in that area. Yeah, I was like 19, 20 years old. Yeah, so right next to me.
I was like a video girl.
I did
a couple films.
Right.
And it was like they would say to me, okay, Christy, it's film today. Yeah. Learn your dialogue. And I couldn't act my way out of a paper bag. But in the video, you could rewind. You
right.
Could
well,
over it. But film, they were like, oh, no, you better learn those lines, Christy. You earned that $400 today, or you're going to cost us money.
Right.
Because we can't rewind film. So I did do some films, but I have to admit, I was the video age girl.
You were. And the thing is, when it comes to acting, and I do want to speak about that, because there are some people who are in the adult industry, and still are, that were actually decent actors. And I bring up Veronica Hart, who actually is making a pretty decent buck as a makeup artist. She's a pretty decent actress. Ashlyn Gear is a pretty decent little actress herself. I've seen her in some B-movies. She actually does a decent job. But there are others, and nothing against Peter North. The guy's like my idol. But he couldn't act like he was falling if you pushed him off the roof of a building. So, I mean, acting's not important. But there are some people who actually can act. And for one reason or another. There are one reason or another. Colleen Brennan, who was long retired now. Her real name, I think, is Sharon Kelly. I mean, she was in the movie Shampoo with Warren Beatty. I mean,
and you know who else? You missed a very important name, Jerry Burke. Ginger Lynn was always one of the best actresses.
Right, Ginger Lynn did a good job, of course.
Seriously, like they actually cared that we had a script, and Ginger Lynn would highlight her parts, and I'd be like, "Who am I playing? I don't know." Lunch. I really didn't care. I was like a Gonzo girl before Gonzo was even popular. I just really wanted to go there and do the sex.
Right.
Didn't care about the acting. Didn't care about my $300 for the day or whatever. Piddle and, amount we made. I was just there for the fun of it.
I know you are.
Even Tracy Lords was a one-trick actress.
She actually did a decent job on. She was funny in Roseanne. She was actually very, very funny in that.
I agree.
I will give her. I mean, don't be wrong. You're talking about some world-class writers that fed her some pretty decent lines. And I know Laurie Metcalf not well, who played Roseanne's sister Jackie. And I've never asked her. I said, "How many takes?" I should have asked how many takes it took. But I mean, she
probably
was
probably not that many.
Well, Ron Jeremy has had some roles in some like B movies. But the one person I think people tend to forget, and this is, we're going old school here, and we're going back to the Linda Lovelace days. If you remember Harry Reams.
I remember him. I quote, and I'm air quoting right now outside of the restaurant that I just had dinner at. Worked with Harry Reams. Many a time.
Well,
he
was supposed to play the coach in the movie Grease with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And at the very last minute, the production company said, "Nah, we're not going to go with him." And they went with Sid Caesar instead. And he was supposed to be in Grease.
I never knew that story that Harry Reams was supposed to be in Grease.
See that?
Oh. I never knew that.
You learn something new every day. Christy Canyon, the host of the Christy Canyon Show on Vivid Radio, Sirius and XM Premium Channel 415, joins us here yet again on Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM 203. And by the way, I say all of that in one breath without looking at a cue sheet. Pretty damn good, huh?
You're amazing at saying that whole intro and outro.
I have a couple of questions I want to ask you. First off, we're doing the next segment. We only got about a minute and a half left in this segment. I'm only going to keep it for one more after that. But we are going to talk a little sports here for a minute and a half. And we did do that earlier today just to, I guess, justify.
I'm not good at sports.
To justify my being on your program. That's why they want me on there. And they're alone bitches. You know, we don't talk enough sports. And I'm saying, I have somebody talking about the panties that they're wearing. How am I supposed to talk about Tom Brady? You know, that old. But
Tom Brady, so
you and I are, excuse me, you're more of a Matty Ice guy, but you and I are going to be seeing each other on March 2nd down in Los Angeles, and we're going to go have din-din, and we're going to go to, win or lose, we're going to the Beverly Wilshire for a drink, so I can say that I took you to the Beverly Wilshire for a drink. I know the martinis are $25, and the wine there is like $50 for an empty glass, but we're still going there. I'm paying for dinner, but...
Yeah, you will be, baby.
I know what. And any guy who's said they never paid for sex is lying. We've all paid for it in one way or another. But no, ask Katie. I picked up our dinner tab, and she makes a lot more than I do. But the drinks are going to be our wager for the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the New England Patriots. You're going to go with the Atlanta Falcons because of your boy, Matty Ice.
I am.
All right.
Mark me down, baby.
So that's,
in ink.
All right. In ink. I like that.
Yeah.
Or body paints. We can do it that way, too. How's that sound?
Even like glitter works for me.
Hey, did I ever tell you, and we got about a minute and a half here, I already copy wrote this, people, so don't. I came up with a great idea to make a lot of money, and it's called sex art. Now, before you laugh, think about this. Can you imagine, and in the culture we live in, can you imagine, and try to be tasteful about this, if someone had a painting, like a big canvas of body paints, and the body paints were put there, let's just say I got a famous couple, I don't know, pick whomever. Let's say when Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were together. Let's just say it was them. And I said, here's a bunch of body paints. Have sex on this canvas. When you're done, call me. I'll give you 50%. Do you know how much people would pay to have that canvas?
I'd make a whole dollar off of it.
I know, but I'm saying that would make a lot of money. But then again, I'm a degenerate. Listen, I need you to hang on the line for about 3 minutes. And once again, thank you so much for coming on this show again, sweetheart. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. No problem.
All right. Hang on the line.
I love you. Are you kidding?
Well,
I will always. We'll
find out how much on March 2nd.
Oh, yes, we will. Love, lust, it's all, you know, commingled in my world. 3 minutes. I'm good. While I'm on for 3 minutes, I'm going back in the bar and having a sip of my vino, baby.
Go sip, honey. Christy Canyon's joining us here. He's the host of the Christy Canyon Show on Vivid Radio, Channel 415 on Sirius XM, the adult film star legend, and all-around good egg. She'll be back with us here momentito, kids. Little Emerson, Lake, and Palmer in the background. Little Carnival number 9. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius XM, Channel 203.
Rebuild Toyota replaced transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Let's put on some music and get those tops off.
Hell yeah!
I'll get it now. Here we go. Sing it, Christy!
Burden. Okay.
Yeah?
You rock. I am so into you. You have no idea. You are amazing.
I love you, too.
Oh, no. Like, seriously, on our wedding night, let's have sex to that song.
30 seconds before we came on air, I said, and this is Christy Canyon from Christy Canyon Show on Vivid Radio 415 joining us here on Sports Overnight, and of course, the adult film star legend and all-around good egg. 30 seconds before we came on air, I said, do you like the Stones? Because I was going to bring her back with Can't You Hear Me Knocking from Sticky Fingers. And she goes, ooh, do you have Beast of Burden? And I'm like, and I just flew through the computer, and literally, with 3 seconds to go, I got it on for it, just for you.
You know what? That is like... Forget the diamonds. I mean, not that you have to, but you know what? You do Beast of Burden, and it just makes, like, my cotton panties a little bit wet.
Here we go. Listen up. Yeah, it gives me the screaming thigh sweats, too. Christy Canyon joins us here. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 203. Hey, Christy, I actually have some actual adult questions to ask you here. And, of course, once again, you have the Falcons with Matty Ice. I got Mr. Bledsoe. in the Super Bowl, and this is for and kids. We're not talking about $5 drinks here. We are talking about drinks at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel on March 2nd. You're going to be picking me up in downtown L.A. after I get off my flight. But we're talking about $25 martinis, and I think a glass of grapefruit juice there is $15. So we're talking like $50 drinks here. So we're not talking chump change. We're talking like half a scene for you back in the early days. All right,
you are spot on. We made Bupkis back then.
Well, I know when I first got into radio, unless you were in major markets, I mean, you know, that's why there are not many fat women in radio.
You know what, though? I have to be perfectly honest. We truly made nothing in the 80s. At least I didn't. But you know what, Jerry? I loved it. I learned so much about sex. I hope I can say that on your show. I learned so much about sex. I'd never been with a girl before. I'd never been with two guys before.
You said it was your education process. I mean, mine was college. And by the way, Kathy Bowman, wherever you are, thank you. God bless.
Oh my God, I loved that era. It was so innocent.
It was innocent, but it was during a conservative era. Because if you remember, of course, Reagan was in office at the time, and there were. I remember the meet. I remember it only because I was kind of into politics. I still am kind of into politics. But the Meese Commission was where the hearings were taking place in Washington.
Okay, wait. Hold that thought.
Okay.
You said Meese Commission. Right. For people that don't know, that were like not even born, you millennials out there,
right.
Meese Commission tried to attack...
Edwin Meese, by the way. Edwin Meese was a honcho in the Reagan administration. That's just so they know.
Okay, and can I tell you something? And I don't know if you know this. I found out from Vivid the other day.
Uh-huh.
Our president, whatever his name is, Trump, just hired Edwin Meese. He is now on the Trump administration.
He's still alive?
No, he's not only is he alive, that old
fart. You could say he's an old fart.
The old fart is now on the Trump Commission. So what does that mean for the adult world?
Exactly. Well, now here's the point I'm making. Back then, I remember the two people I remember most that testified before. I remember Sika got before the Meese Commission and basically told them to get bent. I got it. They were trying to make it into, and follow along here, people. I know we're kind of dancing around, but basically what it was people like, it was people like James Dobson were coming up and saying, it's exploiting the women. And sometimes it has been. And I'm not going to take, back in the early days, it was. But there are people who got into it with the best of intentions and for the right reasons and with clear minds. Nina Hartley, Sika, a perfect example of it. And she basically told them to F off. And everything you ever heard written about her, you would think she was in the same ilk. But the truth of the matter was, she was the dead opposite and actually went out there and said how much she disliked it was Kelly Howell, who actually was better known as Stacey Donovan. Her career ended right there with the Meese Commission, if you remember.
She, you know what? I do. But let me tell you, because I knew her, Stacey Donovan.
She was gorgeous, by the way. Absolutely freaking gorgeous.
Stunning. Before she got in the adult world, when she was like a, you know, teen, 16, 17, she was actually on like 17 magazine. She was beautiful. I mean, I was always kind of goofy.
And
I remember
Jerry Butler told me, he first time he saw her, he told her, get out of the industry. You're too pretty for this.
You know what the difference was? She didn't like it.
No, she didn't.
Like myself, Ginger Lynn, Amber Lynn, we loved it.
Right.
I don't care if we made no money. We had so much fun. But then you did, of course, have girls like Stacey Donovan. They were stunning, but dead fish. And I don't think it was just on film. They just had issues. They had chips on their shoulders before they got.
Oh, no, there were. And there were other people. And this came out later, and they tried to make a big deal out of it. And the perfect example I'm going to bring of this is Megan Lee. Megan Lee, if you don't know, was a San Franciscan. And she went out there, and she got into the industry. She made a lot of money. And she had some problems with her parents. She ended up killing herself, and they tried to hold her up as the example as to what the industry was doing to people. But
if
you know what, Megan Lee's woofer and tweeter, they weren't wired correctly to begin with.
You know what? I didn't know her. She was even before my
time. Right, she was early.
Like
early
in the dinosaur ages. But Megan Lee was the sweetest little thing. And I remember I met her as I was coming in. It was toward the end of her life. And I remember her saying to me, yeah, Christy, I just bought my mom a house in the Bay Area.
Yeah, she did. In Sausalito. And I thought,
oh, my God, you just did all that yummy stuff on film to buy your mom a house.
Yeah.
Tell me she didn't have childhood issues.
Yeah.
You know what? People have childhood issues. People, you know, are messed up sometimes. But then they get into porn, and somehow it's porn fault, Savannah.
They try to do that. And if you remember, and so we only have about 3 minutes left of the evening. Let's go back to dinner and drinks. But if you remember, and you were knee deep in the industry at this point, and when Ted Bundy was getting ready to be executed, that idiot James Dobson got him to, through coercion, and to say, yeah, the reason I did all of that, and we're talking about one of the sickest human beings, because of porn, which was a crock. And of course, I have to give the people, and Bob Guccione was the one who stood up first and said, that's BS. It is not the industry that does that. Look, here's a newsflash for you. I've watched porn. My mom was watched porn. I mean, most of us have not gone out and killed 36 women and had sex with their dead bodies to the point where putrefaction took place.
You know what? We're such an easy target, Jerry.
Sure. And that's the question. And that's the question I had for you. How do you... And I know, okay, I'm speaking about myself personally. When someone doesn't like something I say or do, I tell them that's your effing problem, okay? I am not,
okay,
sometimes that doesn't work. Sometimes you have to turn around and walk away from people, and they still keep on coming at you, and finally you have to turn around and just say, it's not your goddamn life.
Right.
Now, we got about 90 seconds here left. And please don't take this the wrong way. You and I are a little older now. We're about the same age. I mean, now I could have cared less 25 years ago. I can care less even more so now, or less so now, I guess it would be. Has it gotten to the point now where someone kind of, I won't say looks down at you, but someone looks at you and went, well, yeah, you're famous, but you got famous by, like, screwing on film. I mean, someone like that, do you even have the time for them, or you just kind of snicker them off?
Never. There's a new catchphrase, which I can't stand catchphrases.
Right.
There's a new one in the business called S-L-U-T, shaming. I don't know if I can say the word.
No. If you don't think you can say it, don't say it.
And I have never been shamed for my past. Never.
Right.
You know why? Because I could care less.
Thank you.
Well, if you have a problem, you're not even in my... I did date a guy recently, 6 months ago.
Uh-huh.
This is where I've found once in a blue moon... I was dating a guy who I was really fucking goth.
That's okay. I'll bleep that out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm serious XMN. And he grabbed some other girl's hooters at a bar. And I said, so-and-so, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
You're with the famous, you know, rack over here.
Yeah.
And he said, well, with your past, I thought you'd understand.
Oh, that, bye. And, goodbye.
You know what? And I'm telling you. I actually kind of dug this guy. We went out for like 6 months. I was into him. Never. I blocked him on my phone.
Good for you.
And I said, if you think you're with the character,
you're
you
nuts.
Kind of like
it's the same way.
Royalty. Deal.
Yeah. Here's a newsflash for you, people. When you hear someone like me on the air being me, or you hear Christy on radio or on film, here's a newsflash for you. This is our jobs.
And it's fun, but don't take it seriously.
Exactly.
Pajamas when it's cold out.
Exactly. By the way, we're not going to have to wear flannel pajamas on March 2nd, are we? Christy, I need you to hang on the line for me real quick. Thank you so much. You're on Monday through Friday, noon to 2, Sirius XM 415, correct?
You got it, baby, and I adore you. Thank you so much.
I love you, too. Hang on the line. Christy Canyon, ladies and gentlemen, go to vividradio.com. Check her out. She is a video legend. She never got past the knowing her line thing for film, but you know what? When you're a beautiful person as she is, you don't need to. All right, thanks to Christy Canyon. We're going to make the rest of it. You know what? Katie Morgan's up next. This is Sports Overnight America. All right, thanks once again to the great Christy Canyon.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-400-8400. 1-800-428-1570. 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. 1-800-428-1570. The Health Alert Hotline. 1-800-428-1570.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Look, this would be so easy for me. I mean, physically, you're like my perfect fantasy.
Of course.
Clearly, the sex would be fabulous.
Hell yeah!
You're strong, you've got a perfect back.
You betcha.
I just feel my arms and legs wrapped around you.
Excuse me.
We'd be all over the room and go on for hours and hours.
Oh, well, I'm Irish. That would... Ooh, the Beatles.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it in the road?
By the way, Cabby, if you don't dig the White Album, you're not a friend of mine.
It's the only one I like.
There you go. The Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM Channel 93. You can either roll your R's or you cannot. And you know what? There are a lot of women on this planet that are very happy that some of us can roll our R's. None of them have ever met me. Yesterday, yours truly, as I am wont to do once a month, I appear on SiriusXM's channel 791. It's a premium channel for you cheap bastards out there. It is Vivid Radio. Now, a couple of months ago, I was on with Monique Alexander, sweetheart of a girl. Of course, last month I was on with Andy Cruz from our neck of the woods here in San Francisco. And yesterday I was on with a woman who I have a great deal of respect for, not just for her work in the adult industry, but for the work that she does outside of that, being on with Stern, of course, being on HBO. She is one of the funniest human beings I have ever met in my life, and she's one of the coolest people I've ever met in my life, and she was nice enough to have me on her show. And boys and girls of all ages, it's time to have her on my show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Katie Morgan joins us here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, sweet cheeks, how are ya?
Hello, how are you?
You know what? Rock hard, razor sharp, only way to describe me right now, sweetheart. This is the highlight of my night. I have to deal with a guy over here who's built like John Goodman and nowhere near as good looking. So you are the cock of the walk, as they say. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Katie Morgan joins us here, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. First off, before anything, thank you so much for having me on your show yesterday. That was a lot of fun. You don't know a goddamn thing about baseball, do you?
Not a damn thing, no. That's why I brought Charlotte to help me. She is my baseball expert.
Yeah, now, what's Charlotte's last name again? You had her on. I went brain dead on that
Charlotte
one.
Charlotte Cross.
Right, and she's going to be up here in San Francisco. Like I said, she does some work with kink.com, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
A lot, yeah. She's up there all the time.
Well, I live right down the street. I was telling her, I live right down the street from Kink. Cabby lives around the corner from kink.com.
Like a block.
But I'm much better looking than he is, and I was going to take her out for a burrito. So you have my cell number. I texted you earlier, so make sure you give it to her for me, would you please?
Wait, is that a euphemism, the burrito?
No.
No, it's not. No, sweetheart, I'm Irish. I'm sorry. Nothing I can do. Hey, yeah. There's no need to apologize. Katie Morgan, hey, listen, I have a lot of questions I've always wanted to ask you.
Sure.
I do know a couple of, first off, you grew up in Los Angeles or that area, correct?
I did. I'm like from the Valley.
You're a Valley girl. But here's the thing. Being a Valley girl, you're not your typical Valley. You grew up in a fairly theological, religious house, and you were homeschooled, were you not?
Yes, very conservative.
Okay, now, and I said, I grew up in Massachusetts, you know, basically with a bunch of, you know, not my parents, but I grew up in the, you know, the Berkshires with the hippie movement in the 60s and everything. I was a little kid, but it led me to where I am today. Okay, I have another question. I'm trying to think what order to put them in. I should have written this down. Growing up in that atmosphere, obviously, if you grew up in a very conservative, religious household, sex isn't spoken of very much, and when it is spoken of, it's spoken of in a way where it is almost illegal. Is that basically how you grew up?
I mean, I wouldn't go quite that far. We just really didn't talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, except for, like, of course it's supposed to be in marriage. That was really, it was less than that.
Right, after you got the rock on your finger. I understand that. So, I mean, you're growing up, you're in California, you're homeschooled, you're growing up in a conservative household. How old were you when you saw your first adult film? Well, not performed, but saw.
Probably 18, 19 before I saw video. I would say I saw magazines around 18.
Really? So that's, I mean, because there are women who get into the industry like 3 weeks after their 18th birthday, which means they've probably seen a couple of them before they turned 14. So what was it that got, and they said, look, there are people, I know people still that think, you know, it's like a last-ditch effort to make a buck. And maybe back in the day it was, but now it's a legitimate career choice. There are seminars on how to get into the adult film industry. What was the turn? What point did you look at? I mean, for example, I've had Sika on with me, and she's a great lady, and she's one of the pioneers of this industry. And then, you know, you go back, there are people like her and Tracy Adams, who's from my neck of the woods in the Baltimore area. I know her kind of well. But there are people you look at and you say, these are the people who led me to where I am today. And with Sika, she looked at adult films and she goes, I can do better than that, and I can make more money than that. What was it that got, what was it that attracted you? What was the first little flicker of light that said, you know what, this might be something I might be interested in? What happened?
It's funny that you say flicker of light, because it was really like that. It was like a light bulb going off. I was out on bail and I was, you know, watching a lot of porn because I was bored. And then it occurred to me that that was their job and they were getting paid, and that was a hell of a lot better than my job.
And what was your job?
I managed a pet store.
Nice. So, wait a minute. Not only are you soft of spirit, but you're soft of soul. My God, it's a shame. You're married, and that's a shame, because you, to me, would be like the perfect woman. I am an animal junkie. I love them, and I also like adult films. So
there you go. We have both of those things in common.
There you go. So, obviously, I mean, growing up in the Valley, I don't care if you live in a cave in the Valley, you do know where the films are being done, and you know how to get a hold of an agent. That's pretty common. It's like in San Francisco. You know where the gay bars are, whether you're gay or not. You know where they're at.
I mean, I didn't actually know how to go about it, but my attorney, because I was out on bail, had defended another porn star, and I stole her phone number from his Rolodex. He was kind of old.
Okay, if you don't mind my asking, and you do not have to answer this question, what were you out on bail for?
Oh, yeah, I had 100 pounds of weed in Mexico. Oops.
What?
Yeah, bad choice. I'm a federal felon.
In the car? What year was that? Just a
ballpark? No. Just let it go.
You used to drive a cab on the border.
We can Google that. But you know what? I like to go into interviews not knowing what the hell I'm talking about. That way I can actually sound surprised when I find out that I'm dealing with a felon.
Well,
I'm sorry, Michael. Katie Morgan joins us, adult film star. And you know what? I love your work with HBO. We'll get to that in a second. But okay, so you steal a phone number from your attorney's Rolodex. I'm sure he was thrilled about that. The whole thing was, you know, client privilege. Take me forward. Okay, whose number was it that you stole? If you don't mind my asking.
Lola.
Oh, nice. If you're going to steal a number, that's a good number to steal. So you make a phone call and you say, hi, I'm Katie. I want to get into the adult film industry.
Yeah, I called her. I said, hey, you don't know me, but we have a friend in common, and I heard you were in the industry, and how do I go about getting in? And she told me. She said, get an agent. She said, work for these people. She said, don't do anything you're not comfortable doing. And I followed all of her rules, and here I am now.
Okay.
Many years later.
Well, a couple of questions I have for that. Once you get into the industry, first off, you know, I know in Hollywood, I had an agent. I'm not a big fan of them. I do a lot of voiceover work. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, to get an agent, you have to have a resume. But to have a resume, you have to have an agent. It's like the ultimate catch-22. How hard was
Not in porn.
Not in the adult film industry? Okay, I was just checking on that. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say all you need is boobs and an interest in being in.
Yeah, and a healthy attitude. so you get into the industry. Now, let me ask you, once you got in there, because you actually excelled to you became successful. I won't say really quick, but in a fairly short amount of time, given the fact that it's an industry with a short lifespan in it. But on a positive and on a negative sense, what were the two things that surprised you most about once you got your foot in the door in the industry? What surprised you the most? And in a good way, what surprised you most in a negative way about the actual process of shooting an adult film?
Well, I mean, you know, I guess the only thing that surprised me in a positive way was that it's so easy and so fun.
Yeah, you look like you're having a terrible time when you're out there, Katie. You really do.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's such a good time. As far as negative, really nothing, although I was surprised to find out how long it can take to make an adult movie.
Oh, no, yeah,
super easy. No, it takes time. It's a real movie.
I had a friend of mine a long, long time ago, Dr. Dwight Buckelkamp. He was actually an on-staff or on-call gynecologist, and I can't remember if it was for... It wasn't for Vivid, but it was one of the bigger names back in the 80s, a guy I went to college with. And he called me. We went to see him in Los Angeles. This was like 1999. I was living here. And there was a shoot down in Marina Del Rey or Van Nuys or something. He goes, I need a boom operator, boom mic. And this is back before, you know, digital and everything. And Nina Hartley was in it. And Nina's a sweetheart. She's from up here in San Francisco.
I love her.
She's a sweetheart of a person. And afterwards, I was just standing there, and she said, pretty much the most unsexy thing you've ever seen in your life, isn't it? I'm like, yeah, this is actual goddamn work.
Yep, it is work. Although, you know, it's sexy fun work when you're not holding the boom mic.
No, exactly. Yeah, I had the glamour job. I didn't even get to look through a camera. I had to look at the little meter down there to make sure that your levels were fine. Have you ever... Yeah, exactly. Okay, now here's the other question I had, and I've asked this from other people. Anything in the entertainment industry, even what I do, there are trappings. And I understand. And it's very easy, especially at a young age, and especially if you get successful at a young age. Now, I'm just going to use, I'll correlate it with me. I was 25 when I got my first major market job. I got lucky. This was back in the East Coast in Baltimore. And, of course, when you make it to the level, first off, you're 25 and you're thinking you're God. And secondly,
right, yeah,
you're making more money than you ever thought that anyone could make in this industry, which is not a lot. But then when you get in major markets, you do. And there are a lot of trappings out there where you can just basically cut yourself off at the knees and be out of your chosen field in a very short amount of time, or in certain instances, kill yourself. How did you end up avoiding those trappings? Because it's a very easy thing to fall into, especially at a young age. How did you do that? Was it just something that you had internally, or was it just something you had to force yourself to do?
I don't know. I've always just had a really good work ethic. So I just sort of applied that to the adult industry. Just, you know, do a good job, right, be happy at work. And it took me an awfully long way.
Well, when I speak of trappings, I mean, when you hit a big in an industry, in any industry, there are a lot of people that want to kind of be in with you. Now, whether they're a part of the industry or not, this to be associated with you or with me or with somebody who's in sports or a movie actor or something like that, they'll do anything to rub elbows with you. They'll lay some lines on you. They'll pop something in your pocket. They'll give you a phone number to get a hold of somebody. And it's really easy to start falling into really bad habits. Was it just the work ethic that you said, this is my job, I'm not going to fall into that?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of bad habits, It depends on what you mean by.
Well, I have. Okay. Truthfully, you're not doing lines off some girl. Okay.
Oh God, no.
That's
no,
what I'm talking about.
No,
yeah.
That's not me.
Right.
No, I like to be nice and in control of myself. And
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Been that way.
I mean, there are people. Amber Lynn was a perfect example. I mean, this is a woman who was huge back in the 80s, but this is a woman who also, during takes, you know, used to take hits off a crack pipe until she got her act straightened out, and she's doing very well for herself now. But this is a woman who had she had no problems or no introduction to drugs until she got into the industry, and someone said, here, try this. And it's very easy to fall into that. Savannah got into problems like that. There are a lot of people in the industry that fell into that. How did you avoid it?
I listened to Nancy Reagan. She said, just say no. I believed her.
All right, that's fair enough. Hey, Katie, listen. Okay, where are you? You're on your way back to Los Angeles right now. Are you not?
No, actually, I just arrived in Portland. I've got a family wedding up here this week.
Really? Now, that's my other question. Like I said, conservative, Christian, religious family, Southern California. You're working at a pet store. You walk into your parents' place one day and you say, Mom and Dad, I'm going to be making a living with my toes pointed up at the ceiling in certain instances, sometimes on my side back or on my knees. How did they take this?
That never happened. That never happened. No, I was in the industry 7 years before they found out.
What?
Oh.
I couldn't keep my
I know a lot of kink.com people like that.
Yeah. Really? 7 years? How is that possible?
Well, but then, that's part of the whole conservative thing is they just didn't watch TV. Well, they certainly aren't around the industry.
Right, and they don't know people who watch adult films, I assume. If that's their friends, they're probably in the same...
No, no, of course not.
Okay, and if you don't mind my asking, their response once it was brought up?
They weren't very happy. It took a couple of years for them to get over that whole idea.
Did you explain
But, you know, again, that was many years ago at this point.
I mean, real quick, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left. How did you get involved with HBO? Because I'll be honest with you, you do a fantastic... I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've only seen 2 of your adult films. I watch you on HBO all the time, though. I think you're fantastic. You're funny as hell, and you're very... I got news for you. You're, with or without clothes on, you are wildly entertaining. How did you get involved with HBO?
Oh, I actually met them at a talent call for a movie that was being shot way back in the day when they were doing Pornucopia.
Right, great show.
And yeah, and that's how I met them. They shot me on that, and then they came back, and we did Porn 101, and then they signed me to a contract, and I was with them for 9 years.
Wow, you did a fantastic job with them. Listen, this is your chance to shamelessly pimp yourself out to people who are basically getting off on themselves right now in their mother's basements, given the hour of the night. What are you up to lately? Are you going to be in San Francisco anytime soon?
I am. I'm going to be dancing at the New Century Theater here coming up pretty quick.
That's where I buy my weed from.
That's where we hang out.
That's my. I don't go to the club, but that's where my weed club is. My pot club's right around the corner from there.
That's supposed to be the best
yay.
In the city. Yeah.
Yay. When are you going to be?
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, please. When are you going to be at the New Century?
I'm going to be there the 15th and 16th of July.
Ooh. Well, listen, Katie, I that text you got to said, hi, it's me. That's me. When you get into town and it said, this is nothing more than, hey, I get to buy dinner to Katie, for Katie Morgan. When you get into town for those couple of days, our studios are up here in North Beach, which is like the Little Italy of the West Coast. Dinner on me,
right.
Man. Dinner on me when you're in town. All right, listen.
I'll take you up on it.
Katie, hang on the line for 1 second. We're gonna make sure I say goodbye to you in a proper sort of way when we get off the air. But listen, I want to thank you so much for allowing me on your show yesterday, and I want to thank you so much for coming on the air with me tonight. This has been a genuine thrill for me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you bet, Katie. Hang on the line, please. Katie Morgan, ladies and gentlemen, adult film star extraordinaire, HBO's Pornucopia, and an all-around good egg. She'll be in San Francisco at the New Century, right up the street from us here. Coming up on July 16th, 15th, and 16th, this is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month.
but you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Dawn, that's the end.
And not exactly. And thanks once again to adult film star Katie Morgan from HBO's Pornucopia and Sex 101. Also to Christy Canyon from the Christy Canyon Show from Vivid Radio, Sirius and XM Preview Channel 415. Yeah, it's a sports show, but we also have our fun Super Bowl Sunday. Pats are a 3-point favorite. I like them 30-24. And again, I'm a native of Massachusetts. What else am I going to say? Boys and girls of all ages, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 203. This is Sports Overnight America. News next.